as many government resources, to include even those while your father was the president in the early days. So these people were undermining a duly elected president by taking out the national security advisor that he had decided to bring into the administration early on. When you go back to the meeting between Obama and your dad, you have to say, why is Flynn such a threat? Flynn is such a threat because Flynn knows exactly how and where these things are at. Uh-huh. And if they don't get me out really quickly, so if they didn't get me out when they did, there would have been no Mueller investigation. And I've spoken about this before. So no, think about that.
Folks, the entire time I spent putting this together today, it became apparent that we are heading into a huge precipice moment. I don't have a date, I don't have a time, but why would President Trump keep alluding to the fact that he's still in through strange comms? Why would the deep state and some strange messages go out about our phones and alarms going off on the 4th of October? Why would the Supreme Court come back together on the 2nd of October? 10-2. Why would Dan Scavino show us clips with Finish Line and It's Happening? Why tease us with no reports? We will get into this as a surprise message at the end also for your health and physical, both physical and spiritual. Okay? So here we go.
I'll take my tirades. Okay, can you believe that we've, and this is happening a lot, can you believe that this is where our country has come? Under the Trump administration, we will bring back law and order to California.
President Trump was in California, gave an amazing speech. I recommend, highly recommend you watch the entire thing. He is coming out swinging, folks, and there's a lot going on. And boy, just check out the next few minutes of this one.
To stop the far left prosecutors who are deliberately destroying our civilization and our culture, I will direct a completely overhauled DOJ to investigate every radical DA and AG in America for their illegal, racist and reverse enforcement of the law. And we will start with the Marxist monsters unleashing mayhem on Los Angeles and San Francisco. In places where there is a true breakdown, and don't forget, when we were in office, we had a period of time, short period of time, where they were attacking Washington. Nobody likes to talk about this. And they were trying to rip down our statues. And I saw what was happening. It was really weird. It was that they wanted to rip down statues of Abraham Lincoln, George Washington. They didn't really care. They just wanted to destroy our culture. And I very quickly took an old law that I saw, and I reinstituted it. And it basically said that if you rip down anybody even attempting to rip down a statue of anybody in Washington, D.C., gets 10 years in jail. You don't get 10 years, but you're off 9.5 for good behavior. You get 10 years in jail. There's no anything. And amazingly, everything stopped. Everything stopped. But in places where there is a true breakdown in the rule of law, such as Oakland, oh, Oakland is so bad, I will use every power at my disposal. But it's not Oakland, it's in Los Angeles, it's all over. I mean, it's terrible. It's in places that you wouldn't even believe. But I will use every everything I can, every single power at my disposal, including sending as many federal law enforcement assets as required to restore safety and peace. And we will immediately stop. And some people are going to say, oh, this is terrible. I can't believe. You know, these people are killing people when they go into the stores. You'll have 300 young people who are not looking for a good future walk into a store, big department store, and just pillage it. And if you happen to be there when they're there, they'll knock the hell out of you and kill you in some cases. And we will immediately stop all of the pillaging and theft. Very simply, if you rob a store, you can fully expect to be shot as you are leaving that store. Shot!
It kind of reminds me of Florida when they said in one of the counties, I believe, was it county or the whole state? I can't remember. It's been a while, but I think it was the sheriff that we love down there saying, but look, dare you to, not dare you. I think if you walk into property of somebody and they don't know and you're stepping on their property, just want to let you know a lot of folks are loaded and they have permission to use their guns. I mean, it's one of those things that you don't want to do, but if somebody entered my home and they have guns and they have full intention to kill my family, then it makes you wonder what repercussions would happen the opposite way for them. So it just, I don't condone shooting people if they steal stuff from a store. I mean, that's pretty strong, but hey, you know what I mean? It's just strong words coming from President Trump. I don't agree with every single thing that he says, but you know what? That's why we're supposed to have good dialogue and talk about these things and go through them. Now, that would be pretty strong. And also, if you guys go to Poland, I don't know if you've seen this, just saw this. This is how Poland deals with taking illegals. They're not taking any. They're not doing it. Okay? They just deal with it. And this is a great example for other European countries who are just allowing their countries to get overrun. The Poland doesn't have, they don't play games. And they're showing you what happens if you try to come over their border. They stand guard, they're not letting you in. So seen a lot of posts like that too, a lot of strong action taken in other areas. Now, here's another thing that was interesting about President Trump and a recent speech that he gave.
I can say is this is bigger, because if we do this, this is much bigger. Then I can say I won 3 times, but I don't want to take credit for the second one, because what a mess they've made with the open borders and all of the different things. Oh, we're going to hit the third. Yeah, we're going to hit the third. We got to hit the third. But I was thinking the other day, I was with a group of people, and they said, you know, if we do this, it's much bigger than if we had done it more traditionally, because people see how bad they've been. They were so incompetent and so horrible.
Yep, so interesting, because the translation for that, as he mentions, you know, I'm going to have a third term again, almost as if he's mentioning the second term that he's in now. I'm in translation, I am your commander in chief, and the disease corrupt temple that is falling needs to fall, but not officially on my watch, but under Joe Biden's, in order to justify what happens next. I had to show the people. He had to show them. He had to put these people in place, allow the actors to act. And then some people would say, well, what about the things that happened in Hawaii? What about these other bad things that happened? You know what? He's not running the entire earth. He doesn't have them all. You still have a deep state military cabal that's playing around this entire earth. And when they get ticked, they still have a certain amount of power that they unleash when they get upset and they're trying to unleash things. And so you got to imagine everything that he's been up against. All of the folks that put all of this together for many, many years. And in my opinion, you're never going to get rid of evil fully on this entire earth. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you a clip here in a moment from Ultra MAGA Party, which actually shows Moses in the Red Sea. I'm showing it on the screen now. We're going to get to that. And we'll speak on that in a moment after I get to that video. In the meantime, I wanted to show you what we were talking about with the finish line. It's happening. This was Dan Scavino posting a clip of President Trump departing Costa Mesa. Sorry about the music. He has Scotty Films has that on there. You can see President Trump posing with the police there. I'm pleased that he has those guards all around him. He's got the Secret Service all around him. Guys, we've seen the vehicles all around him. Many people are posting, look, there ain't no way that he's got that many vehicles, medical, comms truck, and all this stuff unless he's running the nation, unless he's the commander-in-chief. And so as he walks out, then Dan Scavino turns the camera and boom, finish line. 45 departing beautiful Costa Mesa. Get the number 45. Now, why in the world would you post all that? Dan Scavino's ex post happening now has a very interesting sign at the end of the video, finish line. So putting these two phrases together, happening now, and we're about to cross the finish line. See that? Happening now, finish line, auto club. Isn't that something? And so then you go into 34. You look, my fellow Americans, over the course of the next several days, you will undoubtedly realize that we are taking back our great country, the land of the free, from the evil tyrants. They wish to do us harm and destroy the last remaining refuge of shining light. On POTUS's orders, we have initiated certain fail-safes that shall safeguard the public from the primary fallout, which is slated to occur 11.3 upon the arrest announcement of Mr. Podesta, actionable 11.4. And it's interesting as I'm reading that, Podesta, didn't he just recently get placed back into the White House, into the public eye? Can you imagine if he was arrested and he hadn't been in the public eye for a while and be like, who's that? Who's Podesta? You know, people don't pay attention. All of a sudden, he's back. The media's looking at him. They're asking him questions, and he's a fool. He worships Satan. We know that. He does spirit cooking with Marina Abramovich and more. Someday we're going to have to do a full video on that. If not, you can go to Good Fight Ministries. They did a full montage on that, placed it on YouTube 6 years ago, and it was taken down recently, and they had to do a live broadcast to talk about that. And they were shocked that YouTube's taken stuff down because YouTube took it down because they said it was, what was it called? It was a violence or something like that. So they're starting to see what's going on a little bit. Confirmation to the public of what is occurring will then be revealed and will not be openly accepted. Public riots are being organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials. On POTUS's order, state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. False leaks have been made to retain several within the confines of the United States to prevent extradition and special operator necessity. Rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child of this country is being exhausted in full. However, the atmosphere within this country will unfortunately be divided as so many have fallen for the corrupt and evil narrative that has long been broadcast. We will be initiating the emergency broadcast system. Is that the one that's coming October 4th, folks? Many are wondering. During this time, in an effort to provide a direct message avoiding the fake news to all citizens, organizations and or people that wish to do us harm during this time will be met with swift fury. Certain laws have been pre-lifted to provide our great military the necessary authority to handle and conduct these operations at home and abroad. Now, my personal opinion to all of you out there listening is please do not run out there telling everybody, this is it, October 4th, it's going to happen, message is going out, emergency broadcasting system. No, please don't do that. We throw in dates and things don't happen because disinformation is necessary. Also, all of a sudden, we start looking like fools. You have to be really careful. Remember, a lot of this stuff is not given out directly to us. Okay? So, 43, these crumbs are not meant to scare anyone, but merely inform. Resistance will be dealt with swiftly. The core focus is removing entrenched and fortified bad actors within our federal government. See, they're still bad actors, past and present, as well as others. Simply be diligent. Phone numbers will be provided if you witness an uprising or other domestic violence in addition to 911. Any military scene is for your protection as well as to demonstrate a resolve. And so, Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes, how do we wake up others? It has been enlightening and frightening. Liberal thinking patterns, a mystery. I must ask, are we fighting the Lord's will? Could this be a true test of let go and let God? I read, You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Now the hand of the Lord is against you. You are going to be blind for a time, not even able to see the light of the sun. Acts 3:13-11. Jimmy Falk 5, why did God put you here at this time? To stand and deliver, that's why, says Steve Bannon. And then they put this prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You know what's interesting too? Just a side note. You're not going to be able to find this full prayer in the NIV version of the Bible. Just wanted to throw that out there for you guys who are wondering. President Trump praying. And here's a message from Steve Bannon.
The times in which we live. Why did God put you here in this time? To stand and deliver. That's why. Think about it. Short break.
Stand and deliver. That's why we're here. 45 said Dan Scavino controls the internet. Remember, Q indicates Twitter was seized as far back as 21 December 2017 per Executive Order 13818. This is from Lisa May. I believe this drop is telling us that Twitter and other platforms that were also likely seized as a hostage to white hats and have had no choice about how things have been or are being run. It would certainly explain some of the bizarre, absurd posts by some of the people at the highest levels in our government. As a matter of fact, folks, I thought I saw a post that somebody posted of, who was it that I was going to show here a little bit later from California? Oh, yeah. From Feinstein, however you say your name. And it was a post from her after she passed away and said, wow, it sure is hot down here. And everybody's wondering, where did that come from? Did somebody make it up and post it there? Or was somebody controlling her Twitter account and they put that in there to let folks know that it's being controlled by the white hats? I don't know, but it was a really strange post. I believe all the Patriot account suspensions were done to demonstrate how Dems colluded with big tech platforms to censor the truth. It was interesting that Dan's account was never suspended. Not sure why many accounts remain suspended, but I believe they'll be restored in time. And here's President Trump talking about Dan.
We just put it online. Incredible. The great Dan Scavino put it online. Where's Dan Scavino? The great Dan Scavino. He gets everything. He sees what's going on. Thank you, Dan. Where is he? One of the greats of all time, most powerful men in politics. He controls the internet. The great Dan Scavino. Get over here for the cameras, Dan. Get over here.
He controls the internet. Twitter, percent owned. Other ownership stakes in the U.S. What happens if it's seized? This is from the Q board member. Who controls the controllers? EO 1221, new puppet master, direction, hostage, no choice. Think others is what you don't know. Oh, my goodness. Oh, sometimes I miss going into all of these drops over and over again. It's just amazing as we head into that world. Folks, just as a reminder, you can see more of our work from andweknow.com. If you go to that website, you're going to find that we have a lot of things to offer, including signing up for our newsletter. Now, if you go to our website, andweknow.com, you'll discover that to get to that, to subscribe to our newsletter, when you go to it, and that this pop-up, my book, my autobiography, you'll scroll to the very bottom, and when you get to the bottom, you'll see email subscription. You put that in there, and you'll get announcements from us, okay? And so when you get those announcements, you'll notice that some folks get announcements on our email, others will get them before everybody else, and that would be those on the Fellow program, the AUK Fellow program. They get merch discounts, monthly newsletter from me, special merch package, and exclusive event invitation. In other words, those that are part of the Fellow members will have advance notice before those on our email list. And so get ready, because we're about to make an announcement of our one-week cruise coming up next year, the cruise with LT, and we're going to have some special guests, great singers, the Isaacs. We're going to have a comedian there with us also. And I'll be announcing that name later on. And some other great folks like Banners for Freedom will be with us. and some others. So I'll get more into that as we move further, but hope you sign up for our newsletter and see what's going on there. And also, you'll see our merch. Our merch is at shop.amweknow.com, and I'd like to show it off because it's amazing what Angie and Jamie have been doing, how they upload products all the time. They provide deals all the time. You can go there. You'll see our sweatshirts and hoodies, accessories, our bags, our golf items, our hats, our tees and tanks, and so much more. You get ready for the fall. And I say all the time, if you wear our gear, that you might run into somebody. And I got this letter from Terry, and I crossed out the cities, but the states I left in, she said, I went to a senior national bowling tournament with the senior national games in Pennsylvania. I'm from Oklahoma. I decided for my outfit, I would wear a t-shirt from Auk just to spread God's word to see if anybody there listened to your podcast. The very first day, one of the ladies that I was going to bowl against from Michigan saw my shirt and said, I do know. I hugged and got a big hug, and we became fast friends. She kept saying over and over, LT always says, you may meet somebody, and it's awesome. Thank you, LT, for all you do, and God bless you and your amazing team. Thank you, Terry. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
What's in the DNA of an American citizen is something called freedom, okay? It's in our DNA. And I'll tell you, you don't fight. You don't fight an enemy because you hate the enemy. You fight an enemy because you love your country. Our problem is in the Republican Party. It's the establishment. It's the uniparty. Where is the RNC? They've turned their backs on us because they've turned their backs on this whole thing about election integrity. Election was rigged. Donald Trump won the 2020 election.
We're fighting for our country. We're fighting for our families. We're fighting for our values. And it's precisely because of that we will win. As long as we don't quit.
They have lied to us with their lying propaganda. This country is 68% red if we get the machines gone. Are you thinking of that?
He's bigger than he's ever been. He's more focused than he's ever been. He's tougher than he's ever been. And he's the leader of a movement that has ascended. And that's what has fear in them. They're the ones that have the fear. That's where they're striking out all over. That's where they're ripping apart the Constitution.
Keep building this army. We will never, we will never, we will never, never quit.
Stephen K. Bannon.
Tonight, when you go home and pray, thank God in heaven that you're here now to save the greatest country in the history of mankind, you. He put you here for this purpose. Clement said today, you're the Red Sea. The administrative state, the deep state, all the Marxists, the World Economic Forum, that's Pharaoh's army, and they're marching to the Red Sea.
And there's the globalists and deep state going into the Red Sea and getting crushed. Swift fury. All at once. Right at the precipice. Right at the time when it looked like they were all going to be taken out. Moses lifts up his staff. The Red Sea parts, they go through it on dry land. When they get to the other side, the enemy is taken out in an instant. And that's what I was thinking in 2018 when I first started this. And God just put on my heart, you need to get out there and start sharing. And then my son reinforced that, Raphael. Got to get out there and record. And I said, you know, I feel like we're in that moment where we're all slaves And someday we're going to cross the Red Sea, and we're going to celebrate as we see something similar to what's happening, what happened in the Red Sea moment. I just sense the same thing going on now. And be excited that you're part of this time, this awakening. What a time to be alive, to see so many folks, you know, 10 years ago, you bring all this stuff up and nobody cared. 10 years ago, let's see, in 2008, you try to talk about Obama. You spent years trying to convince people that something was up with him. People didn't care. They didn't listen. There's so many people that didn't care. Try to tell them that you got snakes like Lindsey Graham. People didn't care. They didn't listen. You know, they loved the war. Here we go.
Have you asked Donald Trump, your friend, to come out and publicly support more aid to Ukraine and to push some of these skeptical members of the Republican conference?
I'll leave it up to him to what to do, but he wanted to get out of Afghanistan.
Well, Vladimir Putin has been praising him for his comments about Russia and Ukraine.
Here's what I'll say about President Trump. He did not pull the plug on Afghanistan, even though he wanted to. The biggest mistake we made since the war on terror is withdrawing from Afghanistan. To President Trump and anybody else, if we pull the plug on Ukraine, that's 10 times worse than Afghanistan. There goes Taiwan. To stop funding Ukraine is a death sentence for Taiwan. Putin will keep going. You missed all of World War II, if you don't know how this movie ends. To the Republicans who say Ukraine doesn't matter to us, you're wrong. Respectfully, you're wrong. The war gets bigger, not smaller. There goes Taiwan. If Ukraine can beat Russia, China's less likely to invade Taiwan, and Putin gets stopped.
Notice how everyone that tries to stop war wants to push us further into it. So these politicians have been at it for many, many years. I saw this post from Wall Street Apes showing these politicians how they work and operate. You know, the Senate passed the stopgap measure in an 88-9 vote, averting shutdown with 3 hours to spare. Matt Gaetz said, wow, Speaker McCarthy made a side Ukraine deal with Democrats and didn't tell House Republicans until after his continuing resolution passed. Huh. Always up to strange and no good. This is actually really crazy, says Wall Street Apes. They have been telling us what they're doing the whole time. They put the truth in movies and lies in the news. Watch this from a while back.
They've been telling us since 1950.
I dislike all forms of government.
But somebody must rule.
And I don't like the word rule.
Well, if we don't like the word rule, let's call it leadership.
Leadership in government is political power, and political power is an official form of antagonizing the people.
What magazine did you say he edits?
A commentary on current events.
Pardon me, but, my dear young man, politics are necessary.
Politics are rules imposed upon the people.
In this country, rules are not imposed. They are the wish of all free citizens.
Travel around a bit, then you'll see how free they are.
Yes, but you didn't let me finish.
They have every man in a straitjacket, and without a passport, he can't move a toe.
But if you'll allow me to
finish. In a free world, they violate the natural rights of every citizen.
But you don't let me fool you.
They have become the weapons of political despots.
Yes, but may I...
And if you don't think as they think, you're deprived of your passport.
Will you allow me to...
To leave a country is like breaking out of jail.
Yes,
and
but...
to enter a country is like going through the eye of a needle.
But
will... Am I free to travel?
Of course you're free to travel.
Only with a passport.
Will you allow me to say
something? Only with a passport. Do animals need passports?
Have you finished?
It's in Congress that in this atomic age of speed... We are shut in and shut out by passports.
If you'll shut up and let somebody else talk...
And free speech, does that exist?
No, you've got it all.
And free enterprise.
We were talking of passports.
Today it's all monopoly.
All right. Now will you...
Can I go into the automobile business and compete with the auto trust?
If I can get in a word...
Not a chance. Can I go into the grocery business and compete with the chain stores?
Will you shut up?
Not a chance.
You can't compete with the chain stores. You can't start your own gigantic business, create your own car. I mean, yeah, you could say, oh, you can. And you could go, well, I wonder what you have to do to get to the very top, like a lot of these folks seem to. Over and over again, we're reminded how this has been playing out for so long. We've been tricked and duped in so many ways. And again, I mentioned Obama earlier, how I tried so long to warn people about him. And then you got the what's been happening a lot with Vivek, taking almost all of these little speeches and copying Obama.
American idea.
These are fundamentally American ideals.
Imagine they were driving a car and they drove it into the ditch.
If somebody has repeatedly crashed your car,
you can't have the keys back.
Do you want to turn over the keys to the same people who crashed it?
He said Russia in the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back.
I have a newsflash. The USSR does not exist anymore.
You know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years.
It fell back in 1990.
A skinny guy with a funny name.
Who the heck is this skinny guy with a funny last name?
But they sense deep in their bones.
I believe deep in my bones.
E pluribus unum. Out of many, one. We are one people.
I have a dream that we can be one people.
American.
Did you catch that? So they're always sliding folks in. And I saw where this Vivek guy was actually put out when he was real young years ago on a TV show. And he asked a question of a politician. Or not politician. Was it a politician? Or was it... he was asking Al Sharpton a question when he was young. I thought, wow, they already put him out there to get him warmed up and ready for the public eye. That's the way I see it. So others that have been in the public eye that they're trying to, the best they can, to cover up. Senator Feinstein's death not expected to affect re-election campaign. Uh-huh. Gavin Newsom was theoretically in talks with replacing Feinstein just 2 weeks ago. The Q drop specifically mentioning for Feinstein to be gone was just a few hours away from being a five-year delta. Wow. And Michelle Obama has been seeing close chefs drown without their clothes on, just as Obama saw his gay lovers inexplicably be mysteriously shot before he made his move for the White House. And the Obamas may have lived in California fairly recently. Am I getting this right? And you remember this drop here where you had Feinstein looking at Murkowski. Feinstein threat to Murkowski, evil be gone. And that was posted September 27th, 2018, almost a five-year delta to Feinstein being gone. For those that you might not remember, be aware Senator Feinstein was infiltrated by a Chinese spy for over 20 years while her husband was simultaneously making multi-million dollar investment in Chinese government-owned industries. Well, Feinstein pushed for support of China's trade privileges on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Oh, yeah. If you haven't noticed by now, many of your politicians use the same formula of selling out their country and having family members rake in the cash. Ultra Pepe Lives Matter showed us this. What we need is audits of every politician every year and audits of every single one of their family members without hesitation. This has been going on in our country for far too long. Now the people are awakening to it thanks to people like Joe Biden, Menendez, and Feinstein. Huh.
Ripped from the headlines, reality from Politico and the San Francisco Chronicle about Senator Dianne Feinstein. First, Politico revealed that a Feinstein staffer was a Chinese spy. Then, in Matiran Ross, more. Citing an unnamed source, the column revealed the Chinese spy was Feinstein's driver for 20 years, who also served as a gopher in her Bay Area office and was a liaison to the Asian American community. He even attended Chinese consulate functions for the senator. Senator Feinstein was the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee at the time and was reportedly mortified when the FBI told her she'd been infiltrated. KPIX 5 security analyst Jeff Harp, former assistant...
Okay, enough of that. So what else? Pretty strange that Feinstein, who was clearly compromised by China, was announced dead on the same day that Milley retired while the media is simultaneously buzzing that Trump declared Milley should have been executed for his dealings with China. Today, Milley is out of the military. Interesting day, to say the least.
President Trump recently said that your dealings with China were so egregious that in times gone by, the punishment would have been death.
That's right, he said that. As much as these comments are directed at me, it's also directed at the institution of the military. And there's 2.1 million of us in uniform. And the American people can take it to the bank that all of us, every single one of us, from private to general, We're loyal to that Constitution, and we'll never turn our back on it, no matter what. No matter what the threats, no matter what the humiliation, no matter what. If we're willing to die for that document, if we're willing to deploy to combat, if we're willing to lose an arm, a leg, an eye, to protect and support and defend that document and protect the American people, then we're willing to live for it too. So I'm not going to comment directly on those things, but I can tell you that this military, this soldier, me, will never turn our back on that Constitution.
Mm-hmm. The old guard playing his cues, getting on there ahead of everything, trying to make Trump look like the bad guy. Commander-in-Chief was President Trump, and part of holding that Constitution is to listen to that person who was elected, and then you're supposed to take care of him when he lost the election, according to you guys. But it makes you wonder just how this is all playing out. What are we being exposed to here with Milley? Put your thoughts in the comments below. I'd really like to see what many of you think is going on there. And then you got these others, Cassidy Hutchinson of CNN. They're in a state of panic about how Trump might do what, you know, might do in his second term, just like this guy just heard that, you know, you committed treason there, buddy. Before that, I wanted to show you this clip here.
Of this extraordinary time is written. What is the best that Merrick Garland can hope for?
Look, I think it's the best any public servant can hope for, that we've done our best, that we pass on a Justice Department that continues to pursue the rule of law and protect it. And it's the same thing that every generation has to hope, that we can pass our democracy on in working order to the next generation that picks up the torch and is responsible when we're finished to continue that job.
Why is he crying? What's got him all spun up and emotional during just a regular interview? Why is he all of a sudden choking up? And my thoughts are, I'm not a guy that understands all this stuff, but you guys are watching, you're probably thinking, does he realize something's about to end for him? Does he realize this is the last straw for his, whatever deal was made for him to stand in front of everybody to show exactly what they've been doing and what they've been up to? And now he's tearing up, realizing it's all coming to an end. Everything that they tried to do and cover up could all be coming to an end. That's my opinion. What do you guys think when you're watching this? And let's see, then when we're watching somebody else like Hutchinson talk, watch how she stutters trying to get these words out, knowing if President Trump, when he steps back into the public's eye as the commander-in-chief, what's going to happen?
That's not what we should stand for as Americans. And I think that Donald Trump is the most grave threat that we will face to our democracy in our lifetime and potentially in American history.
When he says things like he wants to use the Department of Justice to go after his enemies, when he says things like he did on Truth Social the other day, that he wants to curtail freedom of the press for certain channels and that sort of thing, you take him literally. You think he actually means it, and in a second term, he would do that.
I think that Donald Trump in a second term does not have any, would not have guardrails. I think we saw that at the end of the first term with how things played out after he lost the election. He violated our Constitution in multiple ways. It is completely fine to wage or to file lawsuits in countries or in states. But what is not okay is when you threaten and assault the Constitution and our institutions of government. I would not put it past Donald Trump, Jake, to put those institutions of government in a worse position that they were in during the first term.
These guys are living in a lot of fear, aren't they? They're watching everything crumble before their eyes. They know what's coming. And they're making sure they get in front of it with their mainstream media, the liars, the enemy of the people, will make sure that everything that they've done, all the crimes that they've committed against us, will all be loaded against President Trump to make it look like he's the guilty party. They have nothing on him. They've tried. They tried before he was elected in 2016. They tried after he stepped into the office to destroy him. They've tried to destroy him ever since he got out of the office, and they're still after him today. Never ending, because the old guard is getting crushed. Those that have paid off all these people to lie, it's going away. And this one's really huge from President Trump. One of the things that he will do is terminate the Department of Education and sign major education reform on day one.
We will quickly rebuild the greatest economy in the history of the world as we had it. On day one, I will sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content on our children. We will once again teach our children to love America, and we will have great schools that lead to great jobs, and we want our children to have incredible lives. And just so you know, I am going to terminate the Department of Education, move education back to the states. Very early.
Very early. He is going to probably have a stack of executive orders to just ready to go, probably already signed and ready, it's in action, and just boom, walk right in. And all of these evil, evil folks who have tried to destroy our children, tried to step away from education and teach anything that has to do with what you do behind the bedroom, indoctrinate our children, put Satan worship into the schools and more, pushing these educators to the brim, the good ones, where they're just so tired and worn out. Day one, stepping in. It will change the economy and so much more. Speaking of the economy, just real quick, wanted to remind you our interview yesterday with Dr. Steve Elliott. If you could check it out, we went through the central banks hoarding gold. GOP bill was a good move to stop the CBDC and who owns the U.S. Treasuries. What an amazing interview. I mean, we had a great talk, and I hope that you guys will go check it out. Dr. Kirk Elliott has just an amazing wealth of knowledge. Two doctorate degrees, one in theology, and the other one's just amazing.
You and I have talked about this before too. It's like central banks poo-poo gold and silver. And they say, oh, gold and silver, ancient relic, you don't want that. We've got central bank digital currency. Why don't you buy our stuff? You know, that's a stupid. Nobody buys gold and silver, right? I mean, they've been shorting it. They've been manipulating it. They've been talking bad about it for decades. To what end? Still going up a lot. Still the best asset in the world, gold.
And you can get that asset from them at amweknow.com/gold. It's in the description box below. You can reach out to him and his team to help you out. Absolutely amazing knowledge there. And so here's some more from President Trump in California.
Interesting. But let's see. Look, some people say Biden's going to make it. Does anybody think he's going to make it to the starting gate? I mean, the guy can't find his way off of a stage. Look, here's a stage. Here's a stage. I've never seen this stupid stage before, right? I've never seen it. But if I walk left, there's a stair. And if I walk right, there's a stair. And this guy gets up. Where am I? Where the hell am I? Where am I?
Where am I? Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm going to show you something real quick before we move on that I just saw about this. You know, you guys are saying, what's this October 4th you're talking about, LT? I haven't been paying attention about this emergency alert. So I'm going to play this from Jack Straw.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a good Wednesday. So I wanted to take a look here about this whole October 4th thing. And I'm currently looking at the FEMA and FCC plan nationwide emergency alert test for October 4th document on the FEMA website. Now, what I find very interesting is that there will be three tests done at once. Yeah, grab something to drink. Spend a couple minutes with me. Okay. So the national test will consist of two portions, testing the WEA, which is the wireless emergency alerts, and EAS capabilities, which is the emergency alert system. Both are begin about 2:20 p.m. Why 2:20? That's weird. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, October 4th. Excuse me. The WEA portion, so the wireless emergency alerts, will be directed to all consumer cell phones. This will be the third nationwide test, but the second test to all cellular devices. The test message will display in either English or in Spanish, depending on the language settings of the wireless handset. The EAS portion of the test, so the emergency alert system, will be sent to radios and televisions. This will be the seventh nationwide EAS test. FEMA and FCC are coordinating with EAS participants, wireless providers, emergency managers, and other stakeholders in preparation for this national test to minimize confusion and to maximize the public safety value of the test. The purpose of the October 4th test is to ensure that the systems continue to be effective about warning the public of emergencies, particularly those on the national level, in case the October 4th test is postponed due to widespread severe weather or other significant events. The backup testing date is October 11th. That was very specific, right? Okay, so all of you worried about how long the signal will last, beginning at approximately 2:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, cell towers will broadcast the test for approximately 30 minutes. During this time, WEA-compatible wireless phones that are switched on within the range of an active cell tower and whose wireless provider participates in it should be capable of receiving the test message. It'll say this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed. And then it does Spanish. Hang on. Okay, so the emergency alert portion of the test is scheduled to last approximately 1 minute and will be conducted with the participation of radio and television broadcasters, cable systems, satellite radio and television providers, and wireline video providers. Okay, so that's 1 minute. What's the 29 minutes for? And yeah, it says 1420 to 1450 hours that it'll be covered in the United States and no actions required by the public. But why? What's the extra 29 minutes for? It doesn't say. That's the end of the article. So, just so there's, some fact out there going on about October 4th, it will be three separate tests, you guys. Three separate systems testing in the United States. And if you could let me know why they need 29 minutes extra, that would be amazing. I'd really appreciate that. And if I find it in the meantime, I'll let you.
There you go. So, just an update for you guys who are wondering. There's nice details for us, and it's good that we're getting that out. And an interesting coffee mug she had there, kind of a strange one. And some other things that have been weird and strange going on would be the WEF and their talk recently. The World Economic Forum, WEF is now calling for millions of cats and dogs worldwide to be killed in an attempt to reduce the carbon footprint that they produce as a result of eating meat. Patriot Voices is pure, unadulterated evil. Also, they didn't break us with COVID. They didn't break us with climate change. The WEF is not with us. What's next? Listen as they talk about the water.
It's also, of course, true with COVID, right? We are all only as healthy as our neighbor is on our street and our city and our region and our nation and globally. And did we solve that? Like, did we actually manage to vaccinate everyone in the world? No. So highlighting water as a global commons and what it means to work together and see it both out of that kind of global commons perspective, but also the self-interest perspective, because it does have that parallel. It's not only important, but it's also important because we haven't managed to solve those problems, which had similar attributes. And water is something that people understand. You know,
water is something that people understand. We couldn't get them with the shots. How did she transition from getting all of these poisons into her body with shots? And then she says, mentions climate change real quick, and then starts going back to the water.
Change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand. You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Water. Every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water. So there's also something about really getting citizen engagement around this and really, in some ways, experimenting with this notion of the common good. Can we actually deliver this time in ways that we have failed miserably other times? And
can you deliver what this time? Fear? Can you deliver poison through the water? I mean, she doesn't make sense, but man, knowing everything we know about the WEF, they better be careful putting this kind of information out ahead of time, letting us know how they think. Talk about evil. So why are the people dying in Singapore? In the second quarter of 2023, Singapore has an excess all-cause mortality of 37%. This is off the charts. Catastrophic, mass die-off, silence. Nobody's talking about it. I'm showing that chart here on the right side, and you'll see 2022, 26%. Then it goes to 33, 31, 32, and then the second quarter of 2023, 37%. 5%. As you go through these, you see Japan's up to 24, then down to 12. Let's see, what else do we have? Ireland's 8, Brazil's 6%. Let's see, Qatar's up there at 37% too. They were at 56%. What in the world is going on with these excess deaths? Also, Mary Tally Bowden, MD, says COVID shot mandates are alive and well in Texas. In an email from September 28, 2023, BCM Houston has mandated the latest, this is Baylor College of Medicine community, has mandated the latest shot for its students, faculty, and its employees. There it is, the letter to show everyone. Yeah. Staff and students must get the COVID vaccine or request a medical, religious, or personal exemption and complete attestation by November 30th. Here we go again, and I thought you guys would enjoy this.
Oh, my apologies. Mandates are about to be reinstated, so I was wearing my mask to get ahead of the curve. I love my mask, especially in an election year, because it's a simple yet effective way to display my allegiance to the regime. Am I concerned that an analysis of top scientific studies was conducted this year and concluded that mask mandates did nothing to stop the spread of COVID-19? Nope. Am I concerned that mandatory masks once led to mandatory vaccines, which led to an epidemic of heart conditions in the otherwise young and healthy? No. Am I concerned that COVID stimulus checks and manufactured supply shortages have created a steep loss in purchasing power, making it next to impossible to afford basic necessities? Not even a little bit. Am I concerned that this state of hyperinflation will eventually lead to the perceived need for a government-backed universal basic income that will enslave us to the state in inconceivable ways? Not until it affects me directly. And why am I not concerned, you ask? I'm not concerned because I decided a long time ago that sticking to a bad course of action is much easier than admitting I was wrong. Because in order to admit I was wrong, I have to admit the right was right. And I don't like losing face to or for anything. Unless it's my mask. I've decided it's much easier to pretend my mask protects me from a viral illness when deep down I know it only protects me from one thing. Personal accountability. I prefer to float through life blaming all of the world's woes on fascism, racism, or white supremacy so that I never have to face the true enemy. Want to talk about who it is? Comment below with your opinion. Don't forget.
So it's pretty good. She has great humor. A lot of folks love her, and she does great work. Libertas said they want you to be godless, sexless, genderless, childless, depressed, anxious, afraid, fat, drug addicted, lonely, physically weak, mentally weak, in debt, isolated, living in a pod, eating bugs, and dependent on the state for everything. That's how they operate. We've got folks that counter that, like Barbara O'Neill. She does great work constantly on YouTube and Twitter. I catch her all the time with great remedies, and she talks about this, about foods that cause depression.
There are some things that should not enter the human body if you want to conquer depression. Let's have a look at them. Refined sugar. Well, this brain cell consumes 15 times the glucose of any other cell. Well, wouldn't sugar be good for the brain cell? Well, when sugar goes in, blood glucose levels rise dramatically. Brain function is overloaded. So very quickly, insulin's released. Get that blood glucose level down. And now it goes too low. Hybridized wheat. What's this got to do with depression? Sugar has a lot to do with depression because you're getting those quick highs and the corresponding dumps. The hybridized wheat does the same thing. It was hybridized in the 50s, went worldwide in the 70s. By the 1990s, every wheat product you buy is the hybridized wheat. It was pushed through quickly, so no safety studies were done. Sounds like the COVID vaccine, doesn't it? And how many products are these two together? How many cookies, biscuits, cakes, donut, pearl mutter. He quotes a few psychiatrists who take their schizophrenic, severely depressed patients off wheat, off refined sugar, and off the next one, dairy. 50% improvement. Many guts cannot break that down, and so what gets into the blood is something called caseomorphine. And the wheat breaks down to glutamorphine. What's morphine? It's an opiate derivative.
Wow. The connections that she comes up with are absolutely amazing. I just love her work and how she puts all of that out. And also, I really have enjoyed Alistair Begg, his sermons for many, many years. And he happened to bring up something that my friend sent me, Nathan sent me, and I thought, man, that is amazing. I actually needed that. And it looks like and appears that he's preaching from a message, Luke 23:33 and 39 through 43. where it basically says, and when they had come to a place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left, right? Two criminals, one on the other side of Jesus Christ. Then one of the criminals who were hanged, they blasphemed Jesus Christ, him, blasphemed him, saying, if you are the Christ, save yourself and us. So you got one filled with pride. The other answering, rebuking him, saying, do you not fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man, and he's talking about Jesus, has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Did Jesus say, hurry up, get him off the cross, get him baptized real quick. Hurry up, give him his rights. Hurry up, do this, do that, do that. Make sure he's got all this doctrine down before he can come with me to paradise. No. He simply recognized Jesus for who he was. Do you not fear God? Lord, remember me. Called him Lord. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And I thought this was pure perfection from Alistair Begg on this moat.
To go to the old Fort Lauderdale question, if you were to die tonight and you were getting entry into heaven, what would you say? If you answer that, and if I answer it in the first person, we've immediately gone wrong. Because I believed, because I have faith, because I am this, because I am continuing. Loved ones, the only proper answer is in the third person, because he. And think about the thief on the cross. What an immense, I can't wait to find that fellow one day to ask him, how did that shake out for you? Because you were cussing the guy out with your friend. You've never been in a Bible study. You never got baptized. You didn't know a thing about church membership. And yet you made it. You made it. How did you make it? That's what the angel must have said, you know, like, what are you doing here? Well, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Well, because I don't know. Well, you know, excuse me, let me get my supervisor. They go get the supervisor in. So we just a few questions for you. First of all, Are you clear on the doctrine of justification by faith? The guy said, I never heard of it in my life. And what about, let's just go to the doctrine of Scripture immediately. This guy's just staring. And eventually in frustration, he says, on what basis are you here? And he said, the man on the middle cross said, I can come. Now, That is the only answer. And if I don't preach the gospel to myself all day and every day, then I will find myself beginning to trust myself, trust my experience, which is part of my fallenness as a man. If I take my eyes off the cross, I can then give only lip service to its efficacy, while at the same time living as if my salvation depends upon me. And as soon as you go there, it will lead you either to abject despair or a horrible kind of arrogance. And it is only the cross of Christ that deals both with the dreadful depths of despair and the pretentious arrogance of the pride of man that says, you know, I can figure this out and I'm doing wonderfully well. No, because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free for God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. That's
amazing. Absolutely amazing. Everything we've been through, all of this, how we started today, we showed you over and over again, these messages, we showed you again how at the very end of all of these, we're seeing how, at this moment in time that we see, imagine what the folks were going through back then, living in slavery, begging for help. And God heard their cry and went out and found Moses and said, go. And he called out to these evil folks, let my people go. And God used him mightily. Amazing. Amazing time to be alive. We live in a time where we can openly look and share as much truth as we want. No matter what happens in the political sphere, no matter what happens in our neighborhoods or in anything else, we know the bottom line is what? The bottom line is, what's our relationship with God? What's going to happen when we take our final breath? Will we have stand before God and know we repented of our sins and gave our life to Christ? No matter what's going on, no matter how many promises are made in the political sphere, in the world, the bottom line is this. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. So it made me again go back to the Isaacs. And I typed in, I actually remembered this song, listened to him constantly. But this one right here, believe it was written by the Gaithers. You can go to theisaacs.com and listen to their music. It will change your life and your soul as it's done for me for more than 30 years. Here's the song, I Believed in a Hill Called Mount Calvary, and we'll close in prayer.
This life with its great mystery surely someday will come to an end. But faith will conquer the darkness and will lead me at last to my friend.
I believe that the Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today.
Oh, I believe
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the reminder of the old rugged cross. Thank you for sending your Son in our place. We deserve everything that he took on the cross. We thank you for how you continue to love us, have grace upon us, how you continue to give folks the strength to make it day after day through so many difficult things, how we have the reminder of many who stood through tribulation and trials, and they stood on that old rugged cross. They knew and they sensed nothing greater than being able to join you in heaven someday. We lift up to you the Isaacs family as they continue to travel and minister to others, as I think about them, how they've touched so many lives. Would you comfort them, provide them rest, provide them the ability to continue to minister us for years and years to come. We thank you for those that are standing on the front lines, that are fighting this fight for not only our nation, for this entire earth. How it seems like you have put this all together. In the end, God wins. No matter how many folks think they know it all, we know that you hold the answers to everything. You know the end. You know the beginning. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We know all things we can bring to your throne boldly, and we know we get answers when we belong to you. Please protect our country, protect those that are in prayer each day, and protect our president, our commander-in-chief, President Trump. And all this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your prayers for our family. We got a lot going on, and you guys do too. And we continue to seek the Lord for his guidance and wisdom and things that are coming. And, you know, we really feel like when we make this announcement soon, that we'll have a time of fellowship to sing together, to talk about it'll be 6 years by the time we have a time for fellowship finally with folks. It's been a long journey, hasn't it? We continue to pray each day. Please hit the subscribe button and share, and we thank you for that. And your support is absolutely amazing. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.